Welcome to another episode of Little Talks, your weekly dose of marketing news and insights from Littlefield Agency.
Look, this guy's like not even, hello.
What?
Yeah. Oh, welcome.
Sorry, I was in another world.
You were in another world.
I was.
Are you present?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, I asked Carrie this morning leaving what the kids are drinking for like energy drinks. I don't think it's Red Bull anymore.
Right? Celsius.
Celsius.
Claudia, right?
I drink it. Nailed
Claudia says
I
Celsius.
I had three yesterday.
You had three Celsius? Or is it Celsii?
Yeah, I guess.
So I was thinking maybe I should start pounding those before the podcast just for an energy boost.
Pounded three Celsius?
No, just one.
Maybe on the
three.
Table.
Maybe three. I don't know.
Welcome back to another edition of Little Talks with Littlefield Agency. I am Sam Littlefield. With me is...
Roop.
And then the one and the only...
Beth Kaiser.
Beth Kaiser.
Yes.
Fun fact, this is Beth's first podcast appearance. Beth is our paid search campaign manager here at the agency. God bless Beth because she was looped into this, about an hour ago?
Yes.
And we have a very timely topic, which is why Beth is with us. So good news for you. You're not just stuck with Roop and myself today. But before we dive in, we do have some updates. We've got one season in the house. They'll be walking in here in about 30 minutes. Is a client of ours doing a huge brand and website play. So we are excited to have one season here. We have had all the college students. We had the Oral Roberts University was last week. We had Oklahoma State University yesterday. Both brought about 20 students. It's a wonderful time. Always gives me energy.
How many do you think are applying for our internships right now?
A couple have come through.
Yeah, I thought
so. Which is wonderful. Yeah. And we encourage those to apply. They were very blown away with our podcast space. And speaking of podcasts, we're not going to name the name of the company, but we spoke to two awesome ladies yesterday, Angela and Amanda. They are active podcast listeners, and it was just a fun conversation. I loved the rapport. I think you had a great time.
I always like talking about this. Yeah. I got to get that drink. What's it called?
Celsius.
Celsius.
Yeah.
Can you write that down for me?
I'll get you one.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, so shout out to Amanda and Angela, and I pardon Root today. She's in La La Land.
Sam had us here at 8 o'clock this morning for staff meeting.
It was a great staff meeting.
It was fine, but listen, the problem is 8 o'clock is very early. We've sent you articles about this.
I would like to note that staff meeting was at 8:15 this morning.
Not better.
My alarm didn't go off.
You were here, though.
I know.
Were you freaking out?
It was a fast morning.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, we'll get off this. We are excited to welcome Beth. Beth has a wonderful career in agency life. She has been at Littlefield for almost a year. Yep. Which is crazy. In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you feel like a real vet.
I love her.
Real veteran. She's a real vet. She's a seasoned SEO and paid search expert. She's awesome. She's super curious, always willing to find stuff out. And we're excited to chat this morning with our... we have completely swapped our podcast agenda today.
Yeah.
So, Roop, let's talk about it.
We had a totally different script for today that we'll probably do next week. We'll see how it goes. But yesterday... some big news came out in search engine world, and that's not.
I don't know.
That might be a publication, but like in the world of SEO, Google's making a pretty big core update to their algorithm, and we felt like it would be better time spent today to talk about that, what it means, what it doesn't mean, and to have really our SEO. It said SEM, but like it's our. I'm pointing to Beth with my thumb, our resident SEO expert, who's just. Really good at this stuff anyhow. So that's why we called Beth in to help with that.
The reason, as we were talking to Amanda and Angela about this yesterday, the reason we do this is you as our client or for our prospective clients out there, you read something like this and you're like, oh my God, why isn't my agency telling me this? We're telling you about this. We're writing about it. This will go live later today. And Beth, we're really excited to kind of gauge your thoughts as you have done your research in a fast morning.
Yes.
On this
topic. She has. This is relatively new news. I think in the last, I'll say 24 hours, I've been aware of it. Maybe some other folks knew it was coming, but it was everywhere I was reading yesterday. And like Sam mentioned in the past, we've seen core updates roll out and gotten calls from clients. Sam's asked me, hey, how's our site going to do? And you know how this is affecting all the other work that we're doing online for you guys. So the March 2024 update is actually what it's called right now. In the past, you've probably heard about core updates called things like Penguin and what was the other one?
Penguin?
Polar bears. Yeah. I don't know. They always name them these. They always name them like Arctic animals is my feeling. But this one doesn't have a name yet.
I think you're thinking of Mac updates,
No,
dude.
I don't. I might be. What was the big one? Polar bear?
I think you're an apple.
Yeah, apple is always like California names or something.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, anyhow, they have weird names. You've probably heard them in the past. This one doesn't have one yet that we could find as of recording this. It's just called the March 2024 core update.
So our first topic of the day and our only topic. Thank you,
there
Claudia.
There it is. We forgot the bell. And real quick, what the difference is between a core update and any other update that happens. A core update is usually very, very is what it sounds like. It's to the core of their algorithm. It's a huge, huge update. And by core update standards, we're reading this one's actually really huge as well. Google makes constant updates to their search algorithms.
Daily, hourly, all the time.
Last count I had, there was like some 200 plus factors involved in any particular search that goes into the results that you see from that search. And I think SEO folks know of about, for sure, maybe a dozen. It's not a ton. But we know like what best practice is. Google tries to guide us through that. But if they told us the entire formula, folks would go to town cheating and gaming the system, which is kind of what this update actually is about. So Google is rolling out this update. They're saying it will reduce unhelpful content in search engine result pages. What's that, SERPs?
Yes, search engine results pages.
Yeah, there it is. I got it right. Only because Beth told me before we started recording.
Literally.
Yeah. We'll make those better. And they think this will take a few weeks to roll out, maybe even a month. And in that time frame, it's possible. Beth, would you say it's possible even good sites are going to see a little bit of volatility in their rankings?
Oh, yeah. They said you'll see your quality scores go down.
Yeah.
And to not worry.
Can you walk through for some of our listeners what a quality score is?
Yeah. Quality score takes into account your ad relevance when you're doing paid search. It takes into account your landing page speeds, if it's mobile friendly, and then your historical conversion rates and your click-through rates, and it gives you a score.
And it's so, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 to 10?
Usually 1 to 10.
Okay.
So you're more likely to show up if you're above a 5.
Perfect.
So I'm always working to be above a 5, and they say we're going to start seeing them go down.
So there'll be a temporary dip, Beth, yes. And then what are you doing in your world to get them up back to a 5+? Which I know 5, yeah. You're like, 50%, that sucks. No, it's
fine.
Google's.
It's fine, passing.
No, but it's technically not passing, but in our world it is, you know.
I'm working with Roop and the content team, the website team, to really get SEO better because the huge part is your landing page. So if you have original content on your landing page, if you have authorships, link building, making sure your meta tags, your titles, everything's got your keywords in it.
And I think a lot of times I always have thought in the past about search in terms of organic SEO. Like how can I get, that's kind of the world I live in is organic. The world you live in is paid though. And I found out there's a bit of a crossover here. So that quality score, how good your overall SEO quality is, actually affects how well your ads get delivered. Is that
100%?
That's 100%. Okay.
Hand in glove. Yeah.
Hand in glove. Yeah. So that's where Beth and I have been talking, doing more kind of back and forth and working on some of this stuff. And then this happened. And I was like, Beth, we got to talk about this on the podcast. So this particular update, what does it mean? What are they really changing? What have they told us about it? Well, I could go into all the minutiae in detail. You're welcome to Google it and find all that minutiae in detail yourself.
No, we'll write this.
We'll write a little bit about it. But the main thing here is this looks like Google is preparing for an AI onslaught of terrible AI-generated content.
Nailed it.
So they specifically noted that content that is mass-produced or created at scale, living on sites that are just trying to game the system by having AI create thousands and thousands of articles a day and pumping those full of keywords and algorithm opportunities that game the system. This looks like what they're kind of trying to combat. If you create a couple of AI articles, that's fine. They're not going to be mad
happens.
About that. It
yeah.
happens. Yeah, everyone's using AI for content.
But we talked about it recently, right? Your site is living, breathing, always evolving. Google rewards you and recognizes you for constantly updating content. So we want you to continue doing that. We're just trying to get all the BS out of the way, correct?
Yeah, that looks like the majority of what they're up against here. Did you see anything else in your 6 hours of research I gave you?
Well, it was really interesting because a lot of websites are working on the link building. So they make these fake websites to point to their main website to give them more authority. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to start getting rid of those as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it levels the playing field for people that are doing it right. And when I say doing it right, it's just good old-fashioned good content.
Yeah.
Good original content that you own and that you're creating on your website is how you win at the end of the day. So in some ways, if you've been doing that and not benefiting from it to the degree you would like, it's because these guys are jumping ahead of you through these kind of black, I guess it's called black hat, right?
Yeah.
Black hat tactics?
Yeah.
Black hat is a bad guy. White hat is a good guy. So yes. You want white hat tactics. Now they're punishing the black hat guys, which should help everyone else that's doing it correctly.
I thought you said what? Black cat.
No, I said hat.
Wait, what?
Good Lord. I'm getting you one of those. Celsius?
Yeah.
Yeah, Celsius for everyone.
It's really all about animals, too.
Yeah, dude, you are. You're on an animal tear this morning, Mr. Polar Bear Penguin.
He was right, though. It's panda and penguin and hummingbird were other updates.
I don't know if you can hear this often.
No.
Yeah, so our associate producer, Claudia, is telling me that all of us, that I was right. It is polar bear penguin. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
This new one is just core update 2024.
That's what
though.
I said
it's just
too.
Boring.
Can they hear Claudia right now?
All right, good.
Okay, thank you, Claudia.
Brandon nodded. So Brandon has, our producer Brandon has given up. He's never going to be on camera, he says. He's never going to be on the mics. And now he won't even be the, good Lord. We'll get you on here sometime.
He's the most interesting
just,
man in the world.
Yeah, he's so, just Claudia behind the producer.
Let me jump back into this. So Beth, for our current clients, like we talked about earlier, for people out there that use agencies, don't have agencies, do they go into maintenance mode, that quick dip in quality score, they get it back to where, is this an opportunity to rethink some landing pages, to yes. rethink like user experience, page load speeds, what you alluded to earlier? Like what would you do if you're not working with us and you're in our client situation or a prospective client's, what would be your first five things you'd do?
First five things.
And you don't have to say five, but just, okay. You know what I mean.
I'll be impressed if you can though.
I would get into the website, WordPress, whatever you're using, and start changing your titles and your meta descriptions. Okay. So, for example, Littlefield, we like B2B advertising. Make sure it's in your title, B2B advertising. Another thing that's really interesting is having links on your page.
Okay.
So instead of the link being just example.com/1234, actually name the link, I need B2B advertising.
Keywords in the hyperlink, yeah.
Another thing is reviews. If you can have reviews and testimonials, it gives you authority. So Google's crawling it and it's looking for these specific things like, can people trust your website? Are you answering their questions?
Hey, Beth, real quick on that one. Does Google
Does
Google give higher priority to its own review system over third parties?
I would imagine so, but I don't think they would.
I was fishing. I was fishing for that answer. Yeah, I believe that's true too.
Yeah, you kind of teed. She just hit that home run, baby.
Yeah, real good.
That's great. Anything else I interrupted you?
No.
I could go down the laundry list,
but.
Yeah, and take a look. Go to littlefieldagency.com. Go to our services. Look at a couple of our service landing pages, our CRM, our media page, our general marketing and advertising page. These just went live this week. It kind of shows you, I was going to say, we're listening to our preacher over here. It's exactly what Beth just walked through. Take a look at that. I think it gives a good idea. But, you know, we're always looking at our agency, how do we reimagine things? Because what is relevant today may not be relevant here in a month or a couple of months from now. So it's that constant evolvement. And this is exactly why we do what we do with this core update. I got to give Beth a shout out here. Beth got we do tribal stories at our agency staff meetings. And it's just a time for people to feel the love and you can give, you know, hey, you know, Rube did a great job on the podcast or so-and-so did this. Mike Rocco, who I wouldn't say is the most complimentary person in the world, creative director of almost 18 years, straight up gave Beth a shout out for everything we're talking about.
I'm so happy.
Were you just like...
Roop looked over at me. He goes, he hasn't given one in 10 years.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Thank you, Rocco.
don't worry. He's not
don't
listening.
Don't worry. He doesn't listen to this. No.
No, I think this is great. We're gonna write up about this. Is there anything else you want to cover here, Roop?
Yeah, real quick. There was one kind of random thing that I'd never had thought about that they're also punishing here. I guess some of these folks will buy expired domains. So a domain that has really good kind of like SEO juice to it, some folks will buy that and start using it to create those link farms. Mm-hmm. Google apparently is going to start devaluing expired domains. You have to wait like a time period after a domain's acquired before you can start benefiting from that in SEO terms. And then just, again, if there's one takeaway from this, if you see traffic drop or you see some SEO issues over the next couple of months, as long as you're not doing those kind of negative black hat things that we were talking about just now, you're going to be okay. The ship will right itself generally.
Yeah.
So if you see a dip though, and it stays that way for more than, I'd say, a month, then
call us.
Yeah, you probably have something else going on.
Yeah, but, for sure.
But don't panic. This is probably going to may not affect you at all, but it may. It's known. We know it's coming.
So there's your core update for today. Beth, thank you for hanging with us.
Thanks for having me.
You were wonderful. Very insightful. Roop, go drink a freaking Celsius.
Lord. What flavors do they come in, Claudia?
Oh, dude.
There's like green tea, peach vibe.
Okay. Peach vibe sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm going to juice up on that next week.
Go to QT, man. Gotta go get it up. Okay, we will catch you next week. Thank you for tuning in, and we are excited to talk to you then. Have a wonderful week.
Adios.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap. We hope you've enjoyed our little chat and found ways to grow your own marketing strategies. Remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social media @Littlefield Agency.